Recording conversation.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Battlefield at the same time. This is gonna be tough.
Okay.
This is experiment number one.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna stop the recording real quick to see if it works.
Okay.
Stopped recording conversation.
What am I looking for? Are you okay?
Yeah, I got it to work.
Oh. Are you like, you know?
What?
Is Austin still there?
Recording conversation.
Austin is still here.
Oh. Hey, right?
What?
Sound like you guys were having a little grapple match or something.
Yeah, what he said. He's too scared.
What?
I can't even hear you saying. He's too scared.
Oh. Dang.
Oh, it all makes perfect sense now.
It always made perfect sense, Greg. Dang.
Okay. That's wrong.
Oh man.
Yeah, is there something wrong with your mic? Is like fading out?
My mic's messed up?
So yeah, because you keep fading in and out and I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's good now.
Oh. Yeah, I was playing Battlefield, so my back was against the mic, or away from the mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Battlefield's retarded, and I need material for the podcast, so...
I know. This is more important than Battlefield.
It is.
Very, very much.
It's...
So, are you still going to read stuff from Wikipedia?
You want me to look up some more stuff?
Sure. I'll look for stuff, too. Anywhere.
Well, hold on. I found a bulletin posted by CJ that's pretty funny.
What does it say?
It's about, okay, pick your birthday month and read it, then repost with whatever you are.
Well, I'm looking at it, too, now.
Okay, I'm gonna read my month.
All right.
Okay, January, and apparently it equals gorgeous.
Wow.
Drop dead gorgeous. Attractive personality. Very.
Oh.
Sexy. Affectionate and secretive. Naturally honest. Yeah, right. Generous and sympathetic.
Chatterbox.
Loves to talk a lot.
Loves to get their way.
Unbelievable kisser.
I know, right? I don't know how I would know that, but...
Oh, wow. This is true. Easily angered, very stubborn in the most way possible.
Yes.
Loves to get noticed.
Yep.
Willing to take risks for others.
Nah, that's a lie.
Makes good choices. Yeah, that's good. Has a great fashion sense, of course.
Especially in your Beck t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah, maybe a little too popular with others. Wink, wink.
Outgoing and crazy at times.
Yeah, forget this. CJ's retarded.
I know.
I'm sorry if you're listening, CJ, but I don't care. I don't even know you anymore. You're dead to me.
You still say that?
What?
I didn't know you still said that. You're dead to me or whatever.
Oh. What month are you born in, Austin? June? You're a pimp, Austin. Loves to chat. Loves those who love him. Loves to take things at the center. Inner and physical beauty. Lies but doesn't pretend. Gets angry often. Treats friends importantly. Yeah, right.
This is
like anti-Austin.
Dude, I don't even remember how to play this game.
I don't remember how to play that game either.
I think I'll just shoot him with a handgun instead.
Are you playing on live or?
No, not live, man. I gotta get live still.
Oh yeah, well, that's an interesting story because I got a $40 live card and the code got scratched off.
You told me about it.
I know, but the podcast listeners don't know about it.
Exactly. So let's tell them.
That's exactly why I just said it.
Oh, here's a good quote. From Pin Gillett, I guess. Or Gillette.
Gillette.
Okay. She says, My favorite thing about the internet is that you get to go into the private world of real creeps without having to smell them.
Oh, that's
end quote.
That is a pretty good quote.
That is very, very true.
In fact. I have a favorite quote.
Okay. Bring it on.
But I'll have to remember it, because I can't remember anything. Hold on.
It is your favorite quote, though.
It is my favorite quote, and I say it every day.
I hate you. Go away. Shut up, Colleen.
Yeah, that's it. Shut up, Colleen.
Exactly.
That is my favorite quote. Or you're retarded, or shut up, or all that stuff.
Exactly.
Search for quotes.
I have my what's it name on the beginning.
Oh well.
I guess the Pope lost the ring. Let me see what this is about.
Oh.
Pope Benedict may have to use his ring. May have to have his ring tightened, according to Italian media reports. The papal ring slipped off his finger twice while he was shaking hands with the well-wishers as he left Verona's Bengadi Stadium last Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Faithful into whose palms the gold ring fell, promptly gave it back each time. So this must have happened more than once.
You think he would have got the idea?
Maybe he should just put it in the pocket.
Maybe he should.
What do they call that little suit outfit thing they have on?
I think it's just called a robe.
Oh.
Hold on a second, my mom's at the door.
Yes, Mom?
Okay.
I don't like crab legs, but Austin, you can go have some crab legs if you'd like.
I'm coming, Michelle.
Okay, Austin, have fun.
The ring is known as the Fisherman's Ring because it depicts St. Peter, the first pope.
Oh, well, while we're talking about Fisher, let's badmouth Martin and Preston's podcast.
Because they suck.
Exactly.
But they're still my ticket to stardom.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Well, I'm your ticket to interplanetary...
Travel.
Travel, sure.
Travel works.
Travel does work.
And when every time we come into a room, they have to play a fanfare.
The horrible fanfare.
What's the horrible fanfare? Is there
a
difference?
It's a Beck song.
Oh.
Yeah. On the new album. Maybe I should play it right now. But I probably won't because I don't want to get sued.
Yeah. Being sued's not all that cool.
No, unless it's by somebody famous. And Beck's not famous, so.
He's pretty famous, dude. Those weird people like him.
Oh, I guess I qualify for that, then.
Yes, I believe you do.
Okay. Austin gave me a pretty good idea.
What is the idea?
Okay, we need to talk about who we'd like to see get into a fight at school and who would win each fight.
Okay. Who would be the funniest fight in the world?
Brandon Robinson
and like Lexi.
No, because I don't think he would hit a girl.
Yes, he would.
I don't think so.
You know who we're talking about, Greg?
You just call me Brandon?
No.
Well, I think we should have Brandon Robinson and, I don't know, who's somebody that's not me?
I don't know.
Kenny, that would be funny.
Kenny and Brandon Robinson?
Yeah.
Kenny would run away screaming.
You think so?
Yes. He'd be like, wah! He'd make some weird noise and run away.
He'd make a kindergarten fight for him.
Brandon almost made it cry once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're, like, playing paintball or whatever, and Kenny trips. Yeah, and, like, falls on the gun or whatever. And, like, CO2 starts spraying everywhere. And Brandon starts saying select words to him in a vulgar manner. And Kenny almost cried, I heard.
What vulgar manner, like?
I'm trying to think of some way to say that he wasn't saying good words.
Just say it, we'll bleep it out.
He said, feck you.
Okay, well, we'll work on that.
You feckin' faggot.
Okay.
Oh my god. What?
Austin hurt himself.
What happened to his manlyhood?
I don't know. How can you actually hear him? He's like 5 feet away from me.
I know. I heard. Oh, my nuts. Like really faint.
Well, it wasn't plural. It was nut.
Oh, well, I heard nuts.
Oh, well, that's pretty specific.
Great. Let's see what else kind of news they have out, I guess.
Why?
Is there anything else about the Pope? That'd be pretty cool.
Austin says the Pope has a cool Pope-mobile.
Okay.
And he would know because he's Catholic.
Catholic?
I am too, but I've never heard about a Pope-mobile. I guess he went to the Catholic school longer than I did.
He does have a Pope-mobile, though. That's what I heard. It's like bulletproof glass and a standing platform so he can wave to people and whatnot.
I wonder if the Pope has a fan club.
A fan club?
Yeah, a fan club.
No, but he does have a what do they call those again? He does have a action figure.
Oh.
And I wanted to get it, but I was with my grandma.
And yeah, she would probably not let you because you guys are not Catholic.
And it's my grandma.
You don't believe in the papal authority of the Pope.
I don't understand how it works, so
I don't understand how it works either, sir, and I've been going to Catholic Church for 15 years.
That's what they call it? Catholic Church?
What else would we call it?
I thought it's like Mass or something.
Well, that's what we go to. But
that's the service name?
Mass is in a Catholic Church.
Okay, I see.
It doesn't have a special name like a mosque or a temple or a... It's a church.
Is it the same like overseas and stuff?
I don't know. I think they'd call it in Spain. It'd be churcho. In France, it'd be church.
It would be el churcho if it actually was churcho.
Well, no, it'd be low churcho if we were using indirect and direct objects. Stuff, Austin.
You can't make direct derogatory remarks to a teacher.
I'm gonna bleep it out, don't worry.
Even if it's over the... No, don't bleep it out.
I'm gonna bleep it out. I don't want that stuff. I don't want to deal with that stuff, man. Freskin will find this eventually. And there, I just did it again!
Coming in, just a sec. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
He's not here. You're welcome.
Okay.
Back. Oh, cool. I'm back.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No, I was talking to somebody on the actual phone.
Oh, well, forget that phone. I'm gonna have to bleep out. I'm gonna cut out the last section where we were talking about teachers because
we were talking about teachers?
No, we weren't.
Oh.
And that section is gonna cut out too.
It's all Austin's fault.
Yeah, I know, but...
Touch a fruit.
Just don't include it, alright?
No. It's pirate radio, son.
Don't include it, because I'll get in trouble.
They will never figure that out.
Yes, they will.
No.
I didn't say a nice thing about a teacher.
You said something too?
Yes, I did.
What did you say?
I called Mr. Freskin, and I said he's going to find it.
You called him Freskin?
Yes.
Dude, the aftercare lady teachers call him Freskin.
I know, but I don't want to deal with this, because Mr. Freskin will find this, and we will get in trouble.
Not really.
He'll
probably be laughing the whole time.
I doubt it.
Okay. What else is in the news?
I don't know.
See, guys, we don't even have to below ourselves to entertain you guys, such as Preston and that other kid, and Martin.
Martin?
Yeah.
Martin.
See, aren't we entertaining, guys? We are very entertaining. Not really, yeah, but sure.
I think that we're much better than anybody else ever.
Exactly.
Because we're not fake people. We're real.
We are tangible. And that's a good AP word.
Okay, that's enough about teachers.
I didn't say anything about a teacher. I just said it was a good AP word. It's a reference to a teacher.
Okay, well, that's enough.
I never said the name.
Oh, like, well, I know who it is.
Exactly. But does Mr. Freskin know who it is?
Well, I think he would.
Does he spy on the classes?
I think he does.
Well, does he use our tuition to buy a golden jet?
Ask Joel.
We should get Joel to do a special report just for us to figure out if he does or not.
No.
Joel yes.
would be a good idea, but not Austin.
What did Austin say?
Austin asked if he can do one.
Do what? A special report?
Yeah, and I'm going to kill him if he keeps talking.
Don't kill him now.
Don't talk unless we're talking to you, Austin. I just want to
be... Don't speak unless spoken to. What did he say?
You're dead to me, Austin. You can't come over to my house.
Ever again.
No, he just can't. He's not here right now. I'm.
Because he's dead to you, I see.
He's dead, and I'm going to go bury him in my backyard. No, not with a shovel, with my bare hands.
In the rain.
It's not raining. It is raining on the game, though.
Maybe. No, it needs to rain, like, right now. And then maybe, you play Stan in the background.
Maybe I'll drop him in the pool and then bury him.
Preserve his body. So the cops can find him.
Well, no, I said the thing about the pool because it's not raining and the pool has water.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe I could get, you know, the hose and, like, you know, hold my thumb on the top of the hose and it'll spray rain.
That works, too.
Or get a water gun and shoot it into the screen above the pool and it comes down like rain.
Wow.
It would work.
It'd be terrible for Austin.
It would be terrible.
But he's already dead to you, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's dead, so what does he care?
Exactly.
I think I would care about one thing if I was dead. I don't want to be cremated, because that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, burning my body? That's not cool.
I don't want to be burnt.
This is fair.
No.
Okay. Dude, what the heck? All right. Well, let's break for a while, and then we'll come back. But first, okay. I'm going to tell them all to email me with suggestions, comments, whatever. DesiDez@comcast.net. Dez, then the letter E, then Dez@comcast.net.
Or you can email me at... I forget.
To the five boroughs at
No, don't give them that information.
Oh.
I don't want people emailing me, even though no one's ever gonna hear this.
Yeah, they will.
Will they?
Well, it's break now.